Blog Talk Radio.
For mothers out there, and all you want to be mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. Look, we're going to have a wonderful show planned for you this evening. Just sit back, relax, and get yourself prepared for a wonderful live radio broadcast. This is Blog Talk Radio, a nation in prison. May God have mercy. I'll be right back with you. Stay with me. Johnson, and I'm just excited about Mother's Day, and any of you mothers out there who are alive, just thank God for being able to bless your children to recognize you as a mother. Irregardless as to all the trials and tribulations that you might have gone through throughout the year or throughout your lifetime, they're still your children or your child, and children, that's still your mother for the life. She'll be your mother forever. And show you how important mothers are. One of the last things that Jesus did on the cross was he made sure that a child had a mother. A young child, behold your mother. Mother, behold your child. It's so important to have a mother and to recognize that you have a mother. I always have a bad feeling when it comes around to Mother's Day because I miss my mother. For all you that think that you can't miss your mother or have some doubts about motherhood and who she is or what she is to you, you couldn't respect your mother more than any person on this earth. You know, obviously, you know, I'm not talking about God, but I'm talking about your mother, because without a mother, you wouldn't need all you people that believe that men can marry men and love men and all that, fine. But men don't produce no babies. Men don't produce no babies. So you thank God that you have a mother. Thank God for motherhood. Thank God that he made it emphatically clear how important a mother is. You see what they're doing in this day and time. They're saying that mothers are not necessary in terms of a heterosexual relationship. Men mind men, women mind women. None of them produce babies. They have to go and resolve on other people to have some type of association with a child. But that's another show. We're talking about now dedication to mothers. Lord, I love my mother. And, it's a song always saying, we were so filled up on Sunday at church that I couldn't sing it, but I had it in my heart. All of you out there who have a mother, and if you have disrespected her at any time, you disrespected yourself in terms of the life that you have and the lifestyle that you live. Why? Because without your mother, you wouldn't be here. Without the love of your mother, you wouldn't have a lot of the understandings and blessings that you have. So, you need to take time out right now if you have it. Call your mother and tell her that you love her. A lot of you youngsters out there, you most of y'all got cell phones. And I've learned a dime to a dough there that you call your best buddy or your best friend more than you call your mother. You tell your boo and your friend and your girlfriend and your boyfriend and that type of stuff, you love them more than you tell your mother. But none of them are responsible for you being there other than your mother. You celebrate Mother's Day in terms of recognition. I don't care what faith you are or what belief you are. That's right. Think about it. I don't care what faith that you have or what belief that you have. You have to celebrate your mother. And this is the day that we set aside in recognition for mothers all over the world. We do that. When I say we, I'm talking about people here in the United States. And I don't care where our mothers are in this world, we celebrate them on this particular day. Obviously, they have birthdays that you recognize. But this is the day that's set aside for them to be recognized, pampered, honored, cherished, and more importantly, remembered. That without them, you wouldn't be here. For all you dudes out there that have a boo, you don't have to give her a Mother's Day present if she's not what you call a mother, but give her mother a present. Because she deserves one, because without her mother, you wouldn't have your boo. So you want to recognize the mother. Even though you may not have a child with your boo, your boo has a mother. And that's the person that you should give recognition to, because you respect her at all times. I know you certainly should. So Mother's Day is a day set aside especially for mothers all over the world. And especially we recognize them in this country, because we know that a birth is a birth. I don't care where you are. A mother is responsible for the birth. I don't care where you are, and more important, I don't care who you are. Nobody comes in this earth without being birthed, coming from another human. Nobody. Jesus came from another human in terms of the birth recognition. So we have to recognize the birth and who's responsible for being on the other depository end of the birth. That's the mother. You can't give a mother more respect than that. All you women out there, same thing. You don't have a baby's father or father, or you're not a mother with your baby, with your friend or your boo. Give his mother a recognition and a special shout out for Mother's Day. We just don't put enough emphasis on the respect that we should give these mothers. Because I'm telling you, they are responsible for the population of the world. They are responsible for me, you, and anybody else that looks like me or you that's here on this earth. Without a mother, we are going to perish. Trust me, we're going to perish. And without a mother's love, we have situations. If you have a comment about anything that you hear on this program, feel free to call me at 646-668-8573. I welcome your comments. And certainly, if you want to shout out to a mother that you hadn't had a chance or opportunity to do so, you can do so right now. She might be listening, hoping to hear your voice. 646-668-8573. You want to give a shout out to your mother or a mother anywhere, everywhere, or wherever, even if she's, God knows, resting in peace. Just to hear your voice, to know that you would recognize her and still remember that she's a mother somewhere, please call 646-668-8573. Give a shout out to your mother. Some of you didn't even give your mother a birthday card, a Mother's Day card. And that's understandable. A lot of us don't have the money. Or you say you don't celebrate these holidays. But it wasn't a holiday that got you here. It was Mother's Day. It was Mother's birth of you. Be careful about what you say you don't celebrate, because you never know who it celebrates and who it respects or disrespects. So again, if you had told your mother that you love her, call her right now, 646-668-8573, and say, "Mom, I love you." She might not hear you, but God knows that you thought enough of her. Right now, give her a shout out. Take this time out, man, to face and build. Have a very nice program scheduled for today. I'm just so overwhelmed about Mother's Day and how important a mother is to us all. You know, all the times that we went through the stuff, got little kids outside fighting, and the big brother or the big sister took something from us, who did we run to? Run to Mom. Their head on the cry and stuff, fingering, "Mom, he did this," or "Mom, she did that," so on, so on, so. And Mom just consoled you all the time. You know, who do we call now when we get in problems? That's trouble. First time we call Dad, we call Mom. Man, call my mother, man, let her know what's happening. Why? Because for the most part, women are raising us. God's gone. Call in, 646-668-8573. You driving? Stop, pull over, call in. Make sure you have insurance when you're driving. Got a good company that needs to hear from you. All state insurance company. A lady by the name of Ms. Andrea Riley, He's at 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland. But you know, Baltimore Avenue is Rhode Island Avenue in D.C. And you could cross Eastern Avenue, turn into Riverdale. I mean, turn into Baltimore Avenue off down Riverdale, Maryland. Go out there and see Ms. Riley at Allstate. 301-779-1120. Whatever type of insurance that you desire to have, legitimate, your automobile, personal insurance, life insurance, house insurance, property insurance, Ms. Riley can hook you up. And I know she'll give you a good deal. Tell her Jake told you to call. Again, Allstate Insurance Company, 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland, 20737. That's 301-779-1120. Call up at Allstate. I ain't talking about Jake. I'm saying Ms. Riley from Allstate, Andrea Riley. But you can tell her that Jake told you to call. And I'm not the guy that wears khakis either. I want to give a shout out to the Go Green Project, the Green and Brown Landscaping Project. See, look, this is the time of year that you want to show off your lawn. You show off inside your house all winter because people have to stay inside. Now they're doing cookouts and breakouts and everything is out. Put the kids out. And you want to have them in a nice, comfortable and safe place outside. But the Green and Browns are landscaping project is called Go Green. They do spring cleanup. They do mulching, salting and seeding, planting and pruning, perennial cutbacks, light lawn mowing, tree and shrubbery fertilizing, and leaves and inspection treatment. Look, you get the whole 9 yards with these people. And more importantly, you got guaranteed. And you got 30 years of experience with these people, I'm telling you. And that's Mr. Darrell Lewis. So this young man can do what he do. You hear me? He got a crew that, I'm telling you, that's second to none. If you think I'm right by Days Inn on New York Avenue, look at the landscape right there. That's what they do. A shout out to my co-host, Earl Pope. He had him come to his house personally. Just to see if they could do what they broadcast that they do, advertise that they do. Man, his wife, Pat, is saying they do 199.44% job. That's 99.44% more than 100%. Man, that's getting the job done. Bank Up 9, give them a call. 240-370-1789. Or you can call them right here, 202-396-1179. They give you a free estimate and everything. I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied with the Green and Ground Landscaping Project. Go green, if you would. And I'm telling you, you'll be satisfied all the way. Again, that number, 240-370-1789. Or you can call 202-396-1179. That's a little dial. I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied. Telling you some good stuff. Y'all just don't believe nothing black people say, but I'm telling you some good stuff, and you can tell me I called, and I'm telling you that you can be well satisfied. Then he got a sister and a brother that's also doing something called Arden. Look, man, these young people, you just won't know what these young people can do. You all look out the window, seeing stand outside and going and cutting the food. But you don't see what they do professionally. She has a director for affairs named Brittany Silas. Look, these people, man, do what they do. You want to have a party or any type of activity. You know, it's just the time of year when you have graduations and birthdays and weddings. You know, everybody want to get married in June and all that type of stuff. But some strange reason, I ain't got no particular month that I want to get married in. If I'm going to get married, if I love you, I'm going to love you every month. But these people can set you up and do a wonderful job that can agree with your pocketbook. Man, look, you need to give
Kendra, and Brittany, give them a call. 301-433-3445. I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied with the type of work that these people do. You just don't know. You just don't know. And I challenge any one of you to give these young folks a chance. Give them a chance. Then there's Dion. He's the founder for Wake Up Now. And he has a co-host with works with him named Kendra Jones. And she got a program also called Founder 3 Wake Up Now. Look, look, y'all just had to, if you need some help paying your bills and regulating your finances, every month you look up, you're broke and short, know that you have to pay the bills, don't have the, know that you make the money to pay the bills, but every time they come around to pay the bills, the electric bill, the gas bill, water bill, the car note, the insurance note, food, your clothing bill, paying the child support, all those type of things that have to be done every month, and you don't know how to do it, can't regulate your money, give them a call. 202-390-9989. I'm telling you, Dion or Kendra, will do you. Look, buddy, I don't stand behind no flops. No failure. No failures with me. No failures. Not with Jay Johnson. And then there's Smoke. It's car wash. Open all year round. 1021 Bainsbury Road, Northeast. You pick up your car for an additional $5. Bring it in, wash it, clean it, shine it, and bring it back. Just a $5. But listen to this. They also give a senior $2 senior discount. You understand what I'm saying? So senior, you get yours now for $3. Pick up and deliver. Car wash. Large cars, small cars, large trucks, vans, all of them. Man, they do it. Trust me, they do it. Man, look, give Smoke a call. 202-396-1275. Take your car right there, man, and get your car done up. Get your van or your truck done up. And if you're a senior, get $3. I'm going to get $2 off. And if you want to have it picked up, just $5. You don't have to go nowhere. Call them. 202-396-1275. Smoke, look, I need you to come pick up my gizmo. I need it clean and shine and wax. They tell me you're going to charge $5 for that. And then you're going to give me a $2 discount for being a senior. Look, get somebody over here. So give Smoke a call, if you would. 202-396-1275. He's at 1021 Bladensburg Road. Talking, that's Smoke's hand car wash. And look, going that way, keep on up to Upper Street Northway. Look, I got a niece over there. You hear me? Her name is Barbara. We call her Bass. Struggling, striving, but determined. And she got a cooking in by the name of Larry. Man, what you talking about cooking? This guy can do it. You know, they used to call her place Dukes, but it's called Cousins now. Because, you know, we all family like. Them and Hoss and Dickens out there. Both Hoss and Dickens and Dukes. And cousin, all of us family. Look, Barbara delivers. Hawks and Diggins don't, but Barbara does. 849 Upton Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. Give her a call. 202-210-1730. Ask her, Barbara, tell her you want to deliver. Look, she's got a menu that's second to none. You hear me? And got somebody in there that can handle. Doing that, say, look, they just say you got to do that a lot. That look, second to none. I mean, they had food stamps, dinners, and ice cream, hot dogs, gorilla ribs, half smokes, burgers, smoothies, look, man, I'm telling you, you know, all the niggas say one bite and you hook. Well, I would say this with color at 849 Upstate and all that. One smell and you hook. They smell like they good food, home cooked food in there. Place is clean. And people can cook. Good quality service. Give Bob a call if you would. 202-210-1730. Let's ask about Bob. Say, Bob, Jake said call. Say you had a dude in there that can cook. We want to give him a call. Go on and give him a call. And I'll tell you, you will not be disappointed. Then, you know, then if you don't do that, come down, go up there, there's a conversation at 6912 4 feet off way. And that's Hawes and Digits 2 up there. That's Ramona and her daughter. That's the one that they want bite and you hook. They have a menu up there. I'm telling you, they got some bread pudding up there. I don't think nobody in the town can outdo them making that bread pudding. That's up. But you know how Hawes and Digits is here. Right there at 12 and 8 Street, Northeast. The original. Give them a shot. Go on in there. Get you some fish. Tell them Jake sent you. You know, this program is made possible by Generation by Faith under the direction of Elder, District Elder Darrell Lewis. Look, people, we here on Tuesday night. We'll be here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If you want to understand what the Bible is telling you, come by on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast, right at 21st and Maryland Avenue, the Patrick Hospital building, second floor. And then if you want to know what God has for you, come by Sunday at 9:45 to 10:45, we have Sunday school. And then, of course, at 11 o'clock, you're going to hear from the district elder himself. And I'm telling you, talking about the blessings. And each time you get there, the blessings get more powerful, and more profound. You can look, I love being under this ministry. I love everything about this church. And I challenge you to come out and listen to it. Sunday at 11 o'clock, 2026 Merlin Avenue, Patrick Hoffield Building, 9:45 Sunday School. We have a deacon here that's 7 to 9 in terms of preparing you for the service that's coming up at 11 o'clock. And then, of course, the pastor himself, and this is your Dow Lewis, will be here on Tuesday nights teaching what the Bible has to offer you. I'm telling you some good stuff. Y'all need to come on by. And then I need not to remind you of the foul creation by Miss India Gibson. You've never seen flowers decorated on the inside of your place for whatever activity that you would like to have than what this woman can do. Called Creation by India. Her name is India Gibson. You can call her 202-658-1553. You will not be disappointed in the creations and setup and the floor arrangement that this woman can do. And you should have called her from all day. But she does this every day, any day, at your expense. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. And you know, my man, Earl Pope, he would say, look, Jake, I want to shout out to my man Nate Mines up here at the Wellness Center, right here at 428 Street Northeast. Not only do they have a good variety of herbs and stuff that would be good for your body in terms of your health, but they put some dynamite food in there. Cook and move, you talking about food, they got some good food in there. Can't get no poke out and all that stuff in there. But they're always busy, so people are always buying. So everybody is health conscious and like to know what's going on. So I would ask that you go by and see the dynamic was that 402 8th Street North, Washington, D.C. Ask them, they come right here. Go over there, get your herbs and your pills and whatever you need to have for your health. He's going to tell you what you can do and cannot do or should do and should not do in terms of your health is concerned for whatever situation that you might have. And more importantly, they got a hot food bar, right, situated there. And then they got to go back in the back there. If you want to get a little situation or you want to have a little crowd or you want to talk to, set up a meeting or something, niggas are coming at you. So go by there, 428 Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. That's the Dynamic Wellness Center. And you will not be disappointed. Look, Wednesday's coming. And so that's the night that the Chateau deals with hand dancing. You want to put yourself on TV, see yourself dance, and see what you look like dancing? Go on down to the Chateau on Benning Road, right off from the Pepco Power Plant. Just before you go to the bridge. The Chateau sits right over in that little shopping center. Come away from 6 to 10. See yourself on TV the next Friday. That's Breeze Country, they call it. Couldn't go to a finer place, safer place. Joy, relax, and then every last Saturday of every month, you have a $5 package. Everything's $5. Come on and enjoy yourself, man. Then on Thursday night, there's something extraordinary going on. It happened there that don't happen nowhere in the city. You see physically challenged people there, dancing and boogieing and just having a good time. No alcohol, but they feed them, give them juice to drink, and give them plenty of music and plenty of space to do whatever they can do. Only place in Washington, D.C. that's just a nut cone. At the Chateau for Thursday for physically challenged people. Go by there on Benning Road, cross on the Thursday on Thursday night, and see the many transport vehicles. These people come there from all over. Once a week, just on Thursday, but that's the one Thursday in D.C. that provides this place for these mentally challenged people, physically challenged people. That's an honor and respect for Mr. Nut Coleman himself. Stands alone, nobody else in the city does. Then on Friday night, he has a happy hour. Free food, free getting in, and a free, highly free atmosphere. Safe, secure, and pleasurable. Dine music, run, dine, dance, birthday party, won't give a birthday party. Go in and talk to Mr. Nut Coleman. I got the Chateau on Benning Road. Look, people, we have to begin to understand that we have to support our black businesses. Don't do like they did down the other day, down a couple of weeks ago, and tear up everything the blacks on. And, you know, we just had to get away from that type of stuff and start supporting the people. All right. I thank you for listening because you make me feel real good by the ratings that I get. And my thing is, if you heard something on this program or any other broadcast from me, I've been on the air a year now, call in. Tell your friends about it. If you have something that you want to talk about, call in. You don't have to come in. Call in. I'll let you talk about whatever you need to talk about right there for you. 646-668-8573. Whatever your situation is, you can call in and talk about it. Because, hey, a lot of times you don't think you can help yourself, but you can help other people. Because a lot of people have been in a lot of similar situations and circumstances and conditions that you're coming out with, you know, the only time you hear about this is when people say they come out the closet. But those are the only people that have problems or situations or circumstances or conditions that need to be talked about. Let me think about that. And come on in. Get this thing right. Okay? I appreciate you. I want to get back to the situation now about this. Skype video visiting program. Ms. Kathy Henderson, ANC Commission over at Ward 5. Very strong support of this. I had the occasion to talk to Mr. Kendrick McDuffie about 2 weeks ago. He's in support of it. And you as a parent, especially in the District of Columbia, you should be in support of it also. I had addressed the program, and I'm going to have a Hamlet Henderson to her to schedule a meeting because it's something that's very worthwhile and very needed. All of you out there that have a person or persons that's incarcerated at the DC jail, what's that, 1901 D Street, you know what I'm talking about. But what's happening is, as long as that is jail, you're satisfied with that. Go to jail and get video visits. But what happens when they leave the jail? And they send them to some, well, you know, if you're on the sentence, you're going out of that jail if you got more than a year. Because jail don't keep up misdemeanors. So we don't have a place where I have misdemeanors, so we keep on jail. Ain't that terrible? But if you got somebody that's a felon and that's adult, but you got some youngsters that's housed out of town from as you. Every time that they call you, it's a long distance call. And one of the best things about this program is that it helps keep the families connected. One of the worst things that you can do is get disconnected from a loved one because he or she has been incarcerated and you aren't able to collect their call or to get on a train or plane or car or automobile, whatever you want to do, and ride out to see them. Cost money, though. Think about it. Gas money, car rental money, hotel money. In some cases, babysitting them because you can't carry all your babies to these jobs. Add it up. How can you chance to add it all up? Now, with the Skype Vision Program, Video Vision Program, this is what helped the institution. You had to worry about putting nobody on no vision list. You had to worry about nobody fighting. That's my husband, that's my boo, what you doing there seeing my man or my woman? I didn't worry about nobody smuggling contraband. Why? Because nobody entered your institution.
At least not physically.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have to worry about who's been on the business list, because there's nobody visiting nobody. I really want y'all to think about it. That's why I'm so quiet. I want you to think just how much it can save and just how vital it is for us to stay united as a black community, to keep our family together. Look, I did over 42 years in jail. And one of the quietest moments that you can find in this is when the people call the mayor call. Everybody wants to hear their name called. The best time to get a fight, stay on your phone too long. And if you're on time, somebody else's time, to get over your 15 minutes on the phone and you run into somebody else's time. Look, these family connections are very vital, very important. And I just can't talk enough about it. That's why I stay so quiet about it. When I talk to you about how important this is, I want you to call your city council and tell them, even if you don't have nobody in Cosworth that you endorse and you support the video visitation program, Skype visit that Jay Johnson introduced. Now, the people so far have been very cordial in terms of supporting me. I just had to set up a meeting now with everybody and set it up. And schedule and try to get a place where we can do it. Look, if you want to have a birthday celebration for 1 year birthday, people that are locked up, you can do it right there. Bring your birthday cake, and everybody that you want to invite there can come right there. He or she that's incarcerated can see everybody. You don't have to worry about being on business list and fitting on no card and all that, because they ain't going nowhere. Who's coming in the institution? Who's going to see none of it? Because ain't nobody coming in to the institution. So you ain't going to bring no contraband in the institution. And you don't have no bad visitors. You just don't know how good this video visiting program would be. And I want you to call your city council person. Whoever your city council person is, because I'm going to resend them all a copy of it again this week, and ask them to come to another meeting. It's going to be sometime this month, I guess, about the end of the month on Thursday. So we can set it up for the last Thursday this month. And you can come. We're at 2026 Maryland Avenue. That's in Hartfield Center. We're going to start scheduled for 6 o'clock on the last Thursday of this month. Come on out, everybody. And hopefully you can enjoy and support this vital program. We need you to support this program. We need this. I'm just telling you, we need this. Very much. We need this very much. So I want you to call in 646-668-8573. Tell me, Jake, I heard you. Understand the fact you're helping all the people that had somebody that's involved with this criminal justice system. I have somebody. And look, you can have people that's locked up in different institutions. And you can visit them at the same time with this program.
Yeah, that's tough.
Instead of you having to see one of them this week or this month or every other week in this institution and go to that institution and see the next one, don't be out there with this television video program. Look, y'all just don't know how important it is to support this program. Video Skype prison visitation program for incarcerated adults and youth outside of the house outside of the District of Columbia. You think you had to rent a car or pay for gas, a train or plane to go from whatever state that they're housed in. Once you get there, you have to rent a room to stay. I know you ain't going Friday. If you get there before prison hours are over Friday, more than likely than not, you're not going to get there before prison hours are over. And then if you do get there before prison hours are over, by the time you get out of there, you done miss your last place back. But again, you have to get in traffic, rush hour, if you will. But more importantly, you're in the lead for pretty much until you get off of work on Friday. And so you get to your room. Right? So some of you might stay over to Sunday. Some of you just come back fast. Either way, it costs. Then you gotta stand in a long waiting line, waiting to be processed. They ain't like going over to jail. Of course, there's a long waiting line over there, also. So, what we're trying to do is get to one of them buildings over DC Jump. And get about 50 books in there, and you make arrangements to for twice a week for 2 hours a day to visit your loved one in whatever institution that he or she is in the United States, whichever one he's in, we're gonna see that you get a visit from 2 hours twice a week. Don't worry about who wants to see him. Because nobody be worried about coming to the institution because we're going through Skype. No physical presence across the prison gate. That helps the people in prison. The guards. They have to worry about whether you're on the prison list. They don't have to worry about shaking you down and keeping a certain amount of women on duty at night, visiting nights, because they got to have a female shaking down a female, that type of stuff. Worry about somebody feeling on your woman or your loved one or your kids and all that type of stuff. There's a limitation on how many kids can come in. And then you got to be responsible for those that come in running around the place. I'm just telling you that some of these people, greatest nightmare in prison is to lose contact with his or her family or a loved one, if you will. Simply because they couldn't visit, can't afford your long distance calls that you call once a week or twice a week or however amount of time that people allow you to call. But you call home 3 or 4 times a month. And see what they tell you about them phone bills. This way, this can happen twice a week. You hear me? That's about 8 times a month.
about 8 times a month. So I'm asking you to call the city council people. Call me if you would, but I want you to call them too. I want you to know, and I want them to know, that you're in favor of having this program called Video Visiting, Skype Visiting Program, that is introduced by Mr. Jake Johnson from A Nation in Prison. Look, y'all just don't know how important this is for you all to make this call to your city council. And I'm going to be meeting this, and I'm going to try to have a meeting scheduled for the last Thursday of this month, from 6 to maybe 7:30. Right here at 2026 Maryland Avenue at the Patrick Hospital Center. And but more importantly, I'm going to keep you informed as to what it is. Right now, potentially, I'm going to say the last Thursday in this month. And until if it changes, I'll certainly let you know. But see how easy it is, because you're right here in the district. You can alter those things. If somebody just like visiting somebody, something happened in one of the prisons out there, certain types of things, you don't have to worry about it, because you weren't going nowhere, no further than the jail, and do the site visiting a video visit. And that's how important this type of thing is. And so, I want you all to call your city council people. Tell them that Jake Johnson introduced a Skype video a visiting program for incarcerated family members of the District of Columbia, housed outside of the District of Columbia, and that you endorse this type of program. And I promise you, you're going to have a visitation for twice a week. Every week. I don't care where he or she is incarcerated in the District of Columbia. They're from the District of Columbia in whatever facility around these United States. We're going to have that set up. But I need your support. I need your support. You just don't know how important it is. And again, you know, some of y'all need to listen to me. But you don't give no response, you don't give no remarks about what you heard, who you heard it from, or why. And so while you know, it's important that you call in. Because sometimes, like, you don't think you can help yourself. Your comments can help somebody else. Look, if they're suffering from some drug abuse, substance abuse, you know, alcohol, this new stuff they got out, synthetic stuff they got out, all this type of stuff, you know, some people that's been bullied, and anyway, they're doing the bullying or being bullied, bring them in. We talk about it. I had a 10-year-old last year. Talked about it, got a petition about it, came on there and talked about it. She had been bullied since. School got right down on their job. And she smiled and gave me a hug every time I see her. Mother works right here at Dennis. And they got a guy in the Dennis that's, I'm going to give a shout out to, manager right there. He's hiring a lot of folks around the neighborhood. But more importantly, he's teaching them acceptance and patience. And this is what we need when we get jobs. This is why we need to have neighborhood jobs in our neighborhood. The job that's going to help us teach our youngsters and young folks how to respond to the public. You know, a lot of people can't feed waiters and waitresses because they can't stand to you know, sight of some people or how some people talk to them and that type of stuff. Look, they're hiring you to deliver their food, to serve their food and all that, and you have to be able to accept that. And so, Dennis right here on Baysbury Road, Northeast, when these people hire you, this is some of the things that they teach you. Discipline, deliverance, and patience, and how to elevate yourself and go further in life. I give a shout out to the manager and status at Dennis on Blaisdell Road. They have some good black cooks in there. People cook good. nice, courteous, and patient servants, servants, waitress and waiters. And like I said, they're high. So a special shout out to the dentists on Gettysburg Road. Hopefully all of them are the same, you know what I'm saying, in terms of responsibility and accountability and how they respond to our black communities in terms of helping us. You know, not just giving us a job to keep the people quiet, but giving us a job with substance in terms of giving the employees a way of learning discipline, learning patience, learning how to respond to the general public, how to talk without getting an attitude, without how to take discipline or bad manners and all. You have to learn all that. And this thing is on Bateman Road, teaches just that. Go in there and get them to serve yourself. You don't have to pick a fight with them, but I you can see the courtesy and the generosity of those people. Driving it again. Try all state. Ms. Andre Riley, I said, 6103 Baltimore Avenue, 301-779-1120. Get your car insured. Get your automobile insured. Liabilities, your property stuff, your home. Get yourself insured. Personal insurance, they do all that. And then there's cousins up there if you want to get something to eat up there on 849 Up Street Northwest. They deliver 202-210-1730. Ask for Barbara, they'll deliver to you. That's my niece. I love her. Bad. Love you, baby. Take care of these people. And then they smoke car wash over all year round. You get a $2 senior citizen discount. You know, and not only that, for $5 extra, they will come and pick your automobile up, deliver it back to you clean, shiny, and without dents. That's a dent. Father, kids, what was they going to go north east Washington, D.C.? And, you know, there's a host of other folks that I support, that support me. Go Green Project, that's little Darrell Lewis at 240-370-1789, or you can call them at 202-396-1179. Get the yard and stuff straightened out. Go. And again, this broadcast has been made possible by a generation by faith under the absolute and prophetic leadership of Mr. Darrell Lewis, Prophet Darrell Lewis, District Elder Darrell Lewis. I was soon to be Bishop Darrell Lewis, but my friend and my pastor, the Family Community Fellowship of Worship Service, we had 2026 Merlin Avenue, Northeast, at the Patrick Hartsfield Center. We're on the second floor, 9:45 to 10:45 on Sunday for Sunday school, if you can't make the late service, if you would. And then for the pastor himself, for the service at 11 o'clock, you're going to get a blessing. I'm telling you some good stuff. And then, by all means, be here for Bible study. Understand what you're being taught and preached to on Sunday. Come on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, 2026 Bladenberg Road. I'm listening to me. 6 Merlin Avenue. Northeast Washington, D.C., look, you in for a blessing, a treat, and a faith walk and visit with God himself and telling you what he has for you and your lifestyle. I trust you that I'll hear from you and that you will call your city council people in terms of the video visitation Skype visiting program. Introduced by Mr. Jay Johnson and A Nation in Prison. I'm going to be here live each Monday, and I want to talk to you about this. If you have something that you want to talk about, something that you heard that you appreciate, call us in and tell us, you know, one way or the other. And if you want to come in yourself, don't hesitate to do so. I'm here, 2026 Merlin Avenue, Patrick Hartsfield Building. every month. Lie.
I say if you have a situation, circumstance or condition that's not becoming to you, then you should be coming to me. I'm yours truly, Jay Johnson, signing off. I love you. God bless you. Same time, same station. Next Monday live. Peace be with you.